News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your grassroots radio station, your community radio station, your Tower of Power community station. Carlton DeBott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR 1460.
Well, it must be Tuesday.
The time is 6 after 7, and hello, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
Are you cheerful today?
Am I cheerful? Define cheerful.
That's close enough.
It depends.
And of course, I've got the beautiful Linda.
Oh, I was just going to say, sorry to get involved in your, like, in your perfect mojo there, but, must be Tuesday because Monday, you know, the difference between your energy on Monday morning and today. I totally know you're fired up though. You're completely fired up. Hey, for good morning everyone. And it's currently 43 degrees for you early birds that are waking up and choosing to tune in and listen to us on this Tuesday morning. We're so happy to have you with us. This is the 25th. Of February. I know it's a flip of the calendar, almost around the corner. 7:06 in the morning, and we are going to have a chance of rain today, tonight actually, mostly sunny today with 71. Tonight looks like we're going to have about 48 with a chance of rain. So again, the pads come back in. The weather's brought to you by, Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Now you've got a lot on your mind. So you just want to jump forward into that or
no,
what?
No, I want to go right to our Wells Fargo, advisor, Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl Linda. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are in the red this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 40 points at 16,167. The S&P 500 is off 4 points at 1844. And the NASDAQ Composite is down 14 points at 4,279. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Verizon, up 16 cents at 46.39. Bank of America, down 11 pennies at 16.42. And Pfizer, off 35 cents, trading at 31.64. For local stocks of interest, PepsiCo up 22 cents at 79.10, Pacific Gas and Electric positive a penny at 44 even, AT&T down 18 cents at 32.29. In the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is priced to yield 2.73%. And for commodities, gold is off a dollar at $13.3750 per ounce, silver down 18 cents at $21.91, and crude oil off a dollar 69 at $101 a barrel. That's the mark for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, we're going to be seeing you soon, too.
You betcha.
Okay.
You
betcha. Susan's going to be in here at 7:30 this morning. We're going to be talking about retirement planning and little tips for that. But you can listen to our Wells Fargo Market Minute Monday through Friday at 708, 808, 908 right here. Give them a call, 243-7561. Wow. You know what? I'm going to take some time to kind of get started here, but let's talk a little bit about what happened up there in Alturas. The woman, you know, I'm not going to say alleged. You know what? Everybody talks about alleged shooter. I mean, they tackle her. She rolls around on the ground with him. I mean, she had the 9mm. She shot him. I mean, everybody knows that. I don't know how you can say the alleged shooter, but I'm not. The woman who shot these people, what used to be the chairman of the tribe, and then also, I guess, did their books. And they found out after, I guess, there was some money problems going on there, so they removed her as chairman about 3 weeks ago. The new chairman, then brought her in, along with the rest, I guess, of the voting council there. And they voted to evict her from the rancheria. And when they did, she pulls the pistol and she kills the chairman, and two other members and three other members there. The chairman, of course, was her brother. The 19-year-old with the 5-year-old or five-day-old child was her niece. And then she killed her nephew and then one other person. And after running out of ammunition or whatever, she takes a butcher knife and chases somebody down and starts stabbing them. This is, I mean, this whole thing is remarkable. If you read the comments from the brother of the two young people killed, was that I've gotten over worse. This is a very, very, you know, violent incident here. And the tribe is a federally recognized, and it's 38 people in it. So, and we've met people that knew them up there, that knew them from Alturas. They were at our house on Saturday, that have lived in Alturas their whole lives and knew them. I mean, they didn't know them well, but they knew who they were. They knew about the ranchery, and they knew the woman. She was well known around there, but my gosh. And they couldn't keep her in the jail, the Modoc County Jail there, because the husband of the 19-year-old is one of the deputies there.
See, it's a small town.
It's a very small town.
Everybody knows everybody.
Yeah.
So, and, you can just, that was rage. That was complete rage.
Total. I mean, you know, this is, and you know, people talk about her. She has a very strong personality. I guess that's another way of saying, I'm not sure what that means, a strong personality, because you have a strong personality, yet I don't, you know, you don't get into rages like this.
Occasionally, let's just be honest.
But there's a difference between it. And they said you don't want to be on her bad side and all this, but it's still killing your brother, your niece, and your nephew, and one other member of the family. I mean, this is just it single-handedly just took out that part of the family like that. Anyway, Mount Shasta in trouble up there with the because of no snow. And this is not a surprise. I mean, look at the lakes where, you know, we talked to Kevin Kelly the other day, and he, you know, they're, you know, out there, from, you know, Holiday Harbor, and looking at the waterfall and all this and the amount of water there. But Mount Shasta, no snow. They've opened up for 4 days this whole season. And this snow and this, these big storms coming in are coming in lower than they need them. So this is going to be a tough, tough, tough season. People being laid off, people leaving to find other jobs. This is a tough year for them. And, this is one of those things that you just feel for the people up there.
Well, somebody within, again, our small circle, that I know of knows somebody who actually moved here from out of state to work up, doing some special work for the Mount Shasta Ski Park, and they ended up getting laid off. So they're qualified to do certain things that now they're looking for different kinds of work and being involved in the kinds of work. So it's interesting when we truly, like Holiday Harbor, if there's no water, there are no boats.
Yeah, but the opportunity goes down. But it's, yeah, and you're right, there is. But when there's no snow, there's no ski parks. We're going to take a break now, because when we come back, I want to talk about what the Obama administration is doing to our military in this concerted effort. Is it a concerted effort just to destroy our military or to cause morale to be so bad that people leave, that we have a second tier of people out there defending us, hammering the people that are out there that have sacrificed so much for our country? Is this idea of strengthening our military is by hammering them until they get out? Well, let's talk about it as soon as we get back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460.
Said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Today, everyone has a big to-do list. With busy schedules, it's easy to forget about yourself, just like I did. Hi, I'm Jennifer Haynes here for Dr. William Farrell. Don't neglect your dental health. Without proactive care, a small cavity can lead to a root canal or extraction. My dentist told me several years ago that I had hairline cracks in my teeth. I did nothing. Time passes. Then out of nowhere, I wake up in the middle of the night in extreme pain. The kind of pain that drops you to your knees. My husband finally had enough and he called his dentist, Dr. William Farrell, who had me in his dental chair within 2 hours. Short time later, pain was under control. Dr. William Farrell took the time to explain to me what the problem was. Those hairline cracks caused massive infection all the way through to the cheekbone. No wonder I was having such a problem with sinus infections. If you want the problem solved, go see Dr. William Farrell. Appointments are available Monday through Friday and most Saturdays. Call Dr. William Farrell 547-5757 today to schedule a quick and easy checkup.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palisadro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll walk in to Espresso Joe's and get some of the best coffee you're ever going to get in the North State. Also, you know what? The electronic cigarettes are a big deal. Go on and find out about it. If you're trying to break the habit and just kind of inquisitive, you know, go in and up. They're going to tell you all about what, you know, how to do, what it's about. They've got different flavors and all kinds of things. It's quite the hit. Actually, any kind of lottery, Powerball, oh, my God, they had everything you could probably want if you want to do that. And also a great walk-in humidor for those of you who love cigars. And it's just a great place to go, 2143 Hilltop Drop, Tobacco and Brew.
Okay, tonight at Jersey Mike's, there's going to be a fundraiser for the Simpson women's softball, and Nate Abarea will have his NorCal Sports Show there from 6 to 7 p.m., and 20% of every sale will be donated to the group Simpson women's softball tonight at from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m., and as at, like I said, Jersey Mike Subs, 835 Browning Street next to, Trader Joe's and in the, Dick's Sporting Goods, that big, big area in there. So, it's a good deal. It's a good thing for them. What else, what's not a good deal is the latest attack by Obama on the military. Chuck Hagel is a stalking horse he throws out there. Obama's war in the military continues. The Secretary of Defense has announced cuts to the, to our military, making the army the smallest it's been in 74 years since before World War II. Down to 440,000. The Navy's the smallest since World War I. Drones are taking over manned flights, so the U-2s are going away. No manned flight programs going on. When I say no manned flight, you know, research programs. Nothing out there. What's coming up next? Where's the next generation that's going to have to be fighting those countries that are going to be encroaching and pushing with their military? One of the things that makes us the defensive giant that we are, and the way we can, way we fight, is our technology is so good that we can address in the air. Our pilots can take on multiple targets. But to be able to do that and going against the technology that the other countries are also acquiring, and some of it from us, thanks to presidents of the past, we have to keep the technology going. We have to keep these research and development programs going, and they've been cut back to the bone. A-10s, the Warthogs that they were going to get rid of in the 90s with, but came back for Desert Storm and came back strong and then stayed. Now they're on their way out and they're going to have a jet take its place. Now you have to remember, you know, a jet has a certain capabilities. Well, maybe they do have the capabilities for this, but the Warthog flies so slow, it can get bird strikes from the rear as birds overtake it. But it carries big, it carries a cannon and all types of ordnance in there. And it's a great tank buster, and it's a great going after troops on the ground. But they're saying these jets will take us. Now, that is just equipment. And, but the personnel, cutting the personnel back to the lowest it's been since before World War II is, should be worrisome to you. The other things that should be worrisome to you and things that you should be upset about is that smaller pay raises, as if 2%, you know, that 2% pay raise that they get, or 2.5%, or maybe not even that, that barely keeps up with inflation. Oh, that's way too much for them. That's too much for that military. You know what? That war is over. And Hagel said, well, you know, we've been on wartime footing. So now what do? You take the warriors who've been fighting for the last 12 years. Let's start whacking away at their, at the things that they have, you know, when they enlisted that they had, that they deserve. So let's start taking things back from them. Okay, what else can we do besides us doing away with the pay raises or cutting those backs? More cost to the military at the commissaries. Oh, so who's that hurt? Well, it hurts that enlisted man and woman with a, you know, with a child who has been in the service for 5, 6, 7 years, 2, 3, 4 years. They put their lives on the line. They've deployed. Oh, but there's no war going on. So let's just cut those benefits. Is any of this bothering you? Does any, when you see this happening, does this bother you? It should. Because we tout our service, how much we love them, and the lip service and the crocodile tears you see from the Obama administration, and yes, many Republicans out there. Oh, but we need to cut some more money. So let's, besides the commissary, let's take away, let's start cutting back on their housing allowances. Oh, housing allowances too. Wow, they don't need that. How about retirees, military retirees? Whether they're disabled or not. And active duty families are now going to start paying more for medical costs. Oh, yes, let's just reward our disabled veterans by making them pay more. You remember what had just happened in the budget when they decided to take away 1% of the COLA, which is going to cost an enlisted man tens of thousands of dollars and, you know, in his lifetime earnings. Oh, but that was all right. But, hey, we fixed that. But it was in there. How can you take a disabled veteran and take away his COLA? It's cost of living allowance. That's what it is. It's not extra money he gets. It's the cost of living allowance each year. Oh, we're just going to cut it back. Well, that's what's happening. And this is what Hagel's doing. But he's doing it under the orders, the auspices of Obama. Obama is doing this. I can't make it any clearer. He's cutting back our military. At what point is the military going to be too small? In fact, Hagel even said it. We are going to be less ready. We are going to have less ability to go out and do the things we're doing now. So how much less ability do you want, my friends? You want 10% less ability, 20%? How about 50%? Is 50% okay? Because you, God knows we need the money. So where does the savings on this money go? Let's think about it. How about social programs for the drug addicted, the illegals, the non-producers, the pork projects, subsidies to Africa, Asia, and anything else you can think of, but not to the ones that are fighting our wars for us. Not to the ones that are fighting our wars for us. What you're seeing is a complete disdain for our military by President Obama. And it started the day he was inaugurated when he ignored the Medal of Honor ball. This is the Medal of Honor recipients who has a ball, inaugural ball, and invites the president. Every president for 60 years had been to this ball. President Obama didn't go to it. It wasn't important enough. He was dancing with Beyonce. But do you think he could go and visit these? There was 95 of them. And by the way, there's only 3 Medal of Honor recipients that are still alive from World War II. He chose to ignore that. He chose to ignore that.
Well, you know, okay, can I just say, let me interrupt that for just a second. I'm sorry. We're finding that for those people, there are people who really honor the veteran. But if you're a veteran, you even know in a deeper level what it is to honor veterans. And here's a man who runs our country that never served. I mean, he may have served the city of Chicago, in a way, but he never served. So you're finding that, we're seeing that some with people who have never served our country that really just don't understand that means that you put your life in danger at that time.
The other things, besides just the ignoring the Medal of Honor, and he didn't do it just one inaugural ball. He did it for the second one, too. So the first one could have been an accident, right? Yeah, right. And he did it again the second time. The million or more backlog of cases in the VA. What's he done about that? These are claims from veterans, and they've backed up almost a million cases. So people are dying. Veterans are dying every day because they can't get their record looked at by somebody that's going to do it, that's going to take care of it, that's actually going to make a decision in the Veterans Administration. Thank you, Mr. Obama. Proposed closing of the commissaries. I mean, can you possibly be thinking? That was one of the ideas floated out there. Closing of the commissaries. Take away 30% of the buying power of your military. But you don't really care, do you? Because we need the money. We need the money to pay for illegals. We need the money to pay for drug users who are on subsidies. We need to, we need to take care of those who produce nothing in this society. Produce nothing in this society. The economy is in the doldrums. More people on food stamps than ever before. They talk about, oh, look, gosh, the worth of houses went up in 2012. Excuse me. They were so hammered before. Everything's got to go up. But even then, that's slowing. This whole thing that President Obama has been doing for the last 8 years, training, the readiness. And how about just the relieving of hundreds of officers, general officers and under general officers and flag officers too. You hear about the general and the flag officers, but what about the ones that are colonels, lieutenant colonels, being relieved because of loss of confidence? What do you mean loss of confidence? Loss of confidence by the Obama appointed people. And here's my very, 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 very favorite Obama statement about the military. If you remember early on, when he got together all the veterans groups, you had the American Legion, you had VFW, you had all these that were there. And he says, well, why can't the veterans private insurance, medical insurance pay, take care of these war wounds? Do you remember that early on? Let the veterans private insurance pay for the wounds that they sustained during combat. And in the military. Well, what's wrong with that? We could save a lot of money. Well, my friends, he's working his way there. Trust me. He's working his way there. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making Your Website a Game Changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
This is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It is 7:31 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crown Motor. You were gonna take my all my stuff I have written down right then. You were reaching
I'm moving
for
your
it.
Cheese, obviously,
you're,
this
you're
morning.
You're going to do that. Okay.
I'm interrupting you. I'm trying to do okay. Go ahead. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reading. Go ahead. Good morning. It's Tuesday, and we are so happy Reading that you're Crown. With us. We're looking forward to Susan Eastman. If you're hearing all this commotion here, Susan Eastman is here. And we have comments online, but let's go with our Crown Motors, our sponsors. It's very important that we
looking for a new
that.
Or previously owned car, truck, or SUV? Look no further than our friends down at Reading Crown Motors, your Ford, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. Why go any further than 555 Cypress Avenue to make the best deal in the North State on your new car, truck, or SUV? You don't need to do that. You go right down there. And not only do they have great deals, but an outstanding service department. We know. We've used them. And we like the people down at Reading Crown Motors. Give them a call at 223-2177, Reading Crown Motors, 555 Cypress Avenue. And good morning, Susan. But there's somebody here with a comment. Can we get to him just for a second?
Sure.
Good morning, Bob.
Morning, Carl, Linda.
Good morning.
You really got my blood going there, I tell you.
Well, you know, good. I'm glad I did because my blood was getting a little frothy there, too.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's his mission is to destroy this country the way it was. I just want to make it turn into a third world, and, you know, we're going to be vulnerable to other countries being attacked.
Well, I think that if we don't, if we don't start taking, and these are proposed changes from Hagel and Obama. They've still got to work their way through Congress and the Senate. I think it's real important. It's real important that we get a hold of our representatives and other representatives, tell them, hey, look, as long as you want to have a volunteer force, you're going to have to, ante up for this thing. And after the war's over, you can't just change the rules. Because if you do, those people are going to get out, and the next generation will not get in. You want to bring the draft back? That's fine. You can do these things, because then you've got an inexhaustible supply. But as long as we're picking and choosing, and only 25% of those who apply are actually even good enough to get into the military, think about that. That's kind of, they don't have the GCT, they don't have the test scores, or they're not physically qualified. So when you start making these little decisions, think about the law of unintended consequences.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah, you never hear about them cutting the welfare or the politicians' pay or retirement benefits.
Well, you know what? Those will never run out of money. So.
No.
Okay, Bob.
Well, anyway, have a good day.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
Hey, you know who's with us?
One of our favorite people who is just always a ray of sunshine when we see her and when we hear from her, Susan Eastman, who is a Wells Fargo expert advisor.
Thank you. Good morning.
Here you are, all pretty.
A badge. She's wearing a badge. Says expert.
Yeah, okay. He's an expert.
She's not. Okay.
So what's trending? What's happening? What do you want to talk about?
Well, first, I want to thank you for having us on this five-week series. We're going to be invited here, the other advisors in the office.
Yep.
And it's good to know your advisor.
Well, you know what? It's not only that. It's the fact that you all talk about things. Let me be selfish here. Is that a lot of times you all discuss things, you know, in that 1 minute we have. And I frankly don't understand, how do you find these things? How do you lead up these things? I see people like today, we're going to be talking about, retirement tips, with you that I see people that are getting hammered out there or people that are my age and they don't know what they're going to do because they just haven't had the right advice or they haven't sought advice. They thought everything was going to be peachy and then the economy kind of like goes.
Yes, and yeah. How old is that? What is your age?
Well, do you mind if we ask a little bit? I always like, personally, I like a little backstory about who's Susan Eastman. How did you get in? You've always been the number girl. How did you get involved with Wells Fargo? How did you get involved with helping people with the retirement? So let's talk about you a little bit.
Okay. Well, way back when, I had my first banking job at 16 years old. Before I went to college, and then after college, I worked for a savings and loan, and so I keep coming back to the money and finance. And then in 1996, after 8 years of a stay-at-home mom, after college, I worked for 5 years for the savings loan, then I was a stay-at-home mom. I went back to money, and it was formerly at that time A.G. Edwards, 1996. And here I am, 2014, 17 years in the field. And you just grow and you just love to help people and you see the concern. The news is blasting all day long. The headlines are out there. And my job is to help you realize you have a plan. And when you hear the headlines, you don't waver. And you spend time with your clients over the years and you develop a rapport and trust. And you can call our office for other things besides your finances to be a sounding board. We will listen and have ideas. We know a lot of people in the community. We can give you a lot of pointers.
Like somebody saying, I heard about the stock, blah, blah, blah. What do you think? Should right. I put $2,000 in the stock? And you'll say, well, I can advise you yes or no. Let me look into it.
Right, right.
That's wonderful. That's like a banker, like what do you think about,
Sounding board is a good thing to have in this climate we're in.
So you manage portfolios.
Yes.
And
client emotions.
And client emotions. And mm-hmm. because the stock market really has gone up and down, it's been pretty volatile. What do you do? How do you do? Just share with us. How do you deal on a bad day when the stocks just plummet?
Actually, that is one of my strengths because on a bad day, I do not fear for my strategy. If something's going down, I do not freeze on my screen and look at it. I actually dig in and go against the grain, and I will build a portfolio that I will buy into the ugly if it's the best interest of my client.
Do I love that term? I'm going to buy into the ugly. That's like walking into the abyss and knowing you're not going to fall down.
Bob's button.
There's some power going on there. I love that.
And it's very helpful to clients to know that you are paying attention and not running. They want to run. They do not need your advisor to be running.
It's like this. You cannot panic because panic's not maybe not the right word, but you have to maintain a certain bearing because your clients are really, really concerned. So you've got to make sure that your strategy is right and that you're executing it right.
Right.
And then everybody else calms down.
Right. After they get on they'll call, say they call me in, they have a concern. After our conversation, it turns from the moment of that important task or the item they're talking about to end up talking about their family, how they're doing, and then we end on such a great note and everyone feels good.
When we start talking about retirement, as according to the Pew Research Center, roughly 10,000 baby boomers are going to turn 65 and 10,000 more will cross that threshold every day.
For the 10,000.
Next 19 years.
So I plan to be busy helping people figure out how they're going to get retirement income. And the baby boomer generation is people born between 1946 and 1964, in case you were wondering.
Oh, yeah, I thought they were, I thought it was younger than that. I mean, I thought it was like 1946 to like 1952.
I'm a baby boomer.
Yeah, 52 or something.
It's kind of weird, but yeah.
Well, you know what, the average, if you are, in 2010, the average, life expectancy for a male is 82 and for a woman was 85.
Right.
And do you know why it's higher for a woman?
We eat healthier.
No, they're not married to women. Okay. In fact, after we do more studies.
Why do men die before their wives? Because they want to. No,
I was waiting for Linda to come up with something.
She's just looking at me like, hey, well, you know, I guess, you know what? I think that, you know, I love the female power. I think we're the spiritual nurturers of the family. That's a fact. We're the mothers, the sisters. We're the caretakers. We're the ones that organize. And by God, we're not going to go first.
The multitaskers.
Totally not going to go first.
You know what? You will not go first. No. If it looks bad, I'm not going to get too close to you because you're going to take me with you.
Yeah, I'm going to have to take that trip to Rome on your life insurance. So.
I saw that too. That looks good. So on that note, if you're going to live well beyond your retirement years and you retire too early, say 62 before even Medicare, you have a long way to go, and if you don't have enough resources, you might have to go back to work.
Are you finding, it seems to me that I've talked to a lot of different people, is that they're looking about how much money they have and then what's happened over the last 6 or 7, 8 years, and they're looking about how long they're going to live. And one guy said, you know what, I can live to be 73 years, 4 months, and 5 days. At that point, my money runs out. Do you run into that?
I am encouraging people not to retire too soon. I will honestly tell them we have a nice analysis we do on our computer. It takes only a few minutes. That's why I encourage everyone to just stop and do a checkup before you retire, 5 years before you're thinking about it. Let's do a very good analysis of your situation. And let's see, it's a simulation of how your money will last. It's in a program. It takes a few minutes. And it really amazes people that I work with. They're just like, I'm going to put my retirement out longer, yet not longer. I'm going to work longer. And they feel good about that because then they go, okay, but I have a plan. So then they're not thinking they need to have burnout. They have to adjust their lifestyle to make them work longer because you can see people around you. I don't feel my age. I do not. I'm 54 years old. I feel 35.
You look it.
Oh, thanks, Linda. And I don't know about you. We need to rethink that retirement age is.
Yes, yes. Well, and as you're talking about this, of course, I think about my parents that are 81 and 83, and they can still get around, and they drive, and they were just here this weekend, and in fact, they're going on this special cruise that we're going to salute the veterans, the British Isles. So, you know, they're getting around. My dad retired at 62 from Aerojet. He was with them for 30 years. But this was how many years ago? In the 80s. Back when that was a generational thing. You worked all the way. I don't remember him ever taking a sick day, actually. But you worked until you were 62. Then you had your retirement, and you knew that you were going to invest your money.
Or you would have a pension. A lot of the people in that type of field have a pension,
yes,
which is not Social Security, but it is a guaranteed income every month.
But the guaranteed income did change.
That's what's happening around the world right now.
They lowered it like a couple $100s. My mom said, here we thought it was this, and then they lowered it. You saw that probably across the country like maybe 10 years ago or something. I can't remember when that was. But so you look at this generation, and then you look at our generation. We're seeing what's happening with our folks. When we really thought it was we were going to have a guarantee, there is no guarantee.
No, we have to take more responsibility for ourselves and do our savings. And that's where we have to rethink what we're doing every day. Are we saving enough money so that we can have something come back to us and manage it for ourselves? Because we don't know. Social Security, we don't know that the trust fund has been shown in the media that it will be bankrupt by 2034. So we have to rethink where we're going to get our income from.
Wow.
And so
you mean like Social Security is going to be cut off?
We don't know. That's just in the
movie. If you're just looking at figures only. Hey, our guest is Susan Eastman from the Wells Fargo Advisors, and we're talking, like, doing some retirement tips and things like that. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Even in the cold weather months, we have to keep our bodies hydrated properly every day. It is also important to keep our bodies in an alkali state. The Good Water Store at 2425 Athens Avenue next to the Classic Cafe is your source for alkaline water, the best way to achieve both of these goals. Most of the common foods we eat are acidic, and the best way to balance ourselves is through our water. Please stop by the Good Water Store at 2425 Athens and learn about all the benefits of alkaline water. The Good Water Store is open Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Aaron loved hurtling down hills on two wheels, but with intense pain in his legs, his mountain bike was gathering more dust than mud. At MD Imaging, he learned his pain was from varicose veins and that his doctor was a mountain biker too. After a minimally invasive procedure, he was pain-free and back on the mountain 2 weeks later with his new bike buddies from the Vascular and Interventional Center. MD Imaging's varicose vein treatments are performed in our comprehensive vein center because personal, high-quality treatment is in our veins.
Hey parents, it's prom season, and as you know, it can drain your budget. Do what fiscally responsible people do and use the Frugal Dame. You can rent a beautiful dress and tuxedo for just $150. And if Western is your thing, Frugal Dame has Western wear hats and boots. Call 999-3020 to make your appointment. That's 999-3020. Check out thefrugaldame.com and make your appointment today. That's 999-3020. The Frugal Dame.
Hi, I'm Andrea Abraham. My husband Dilgesh and I drew up this business on paper napkins on the island of Cyprus 5 years ago. And now we've opened our furniture store in the heart of downtown Reading, Indwelling Furniture and Art Objects. We're so excited to be here. We have brought artisan furniture and whimsical gifts from around the world. Please come by and see us. You can call us 361-6727 or visit us online, indwellinghome.com. Indwelling Furniture and Art Objects, 1760 California Street, where dreamers come.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 Alliance Heating and Air. One of our fabulous sponsors. We use them. We trust them. They've been serving the North State for over 20 years. And we can say outstanding service. All models and makes of heating and cooling systems. Warranty guarantees 7 days a week. 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call. 221-2642. Put that on your refrigerator. 221-2642. If you're ever having a problem, Alliance Heating and Air.
Our guest is Susan Eastman from the Wells Fargo Advisors, and we're talking here. We're just chatting. What we're going to do is, again, as I said earlier, it's selfish on my part because a lot of things about investing and the stock market, I have no idea. So they're going to come in and educate me and hopefully everybody else. If you have a question, 605-4567. We were talking about, you know, kind of a checkup on your savings and all this. Everybody's living longer.
Right. We're living longer. And we need to plan for ourselves just to have a little bit more proactive control. And I recommend just doing a checkup. Just take 15 minutes of your day and say, what am I doing to ensure that I will have a nice retirement income? And it could be looking at your employer plans. It could be looking at something you left a previous employer. If we don't know where our money's going or where it's heading, then we won't have focus. And so that's what we can help you with at Wells Fargo Advisors. We can help you look at your things. If it's foreign to you, like Carl doesn't understand, we do. And you can bring your statements in. You can bring your 401k statement in. You can bring in anything that you have loose, and we can look at it with you and try to focus it and say, well, what we have, what our ideas are for you to get this up and running. If you have the rule of 72, you can double your money in 7 years if you have a 10% return. So people, if you don't realize that and you wait 10 years to start saving instead of saving now, you could have already been working on it. And it could be $500 a month going into a mutual fund, disciplined, and have a check back in 1 year and then see how that's doing. So we need to work on it like we work on our gardens or we work on our house. We need to work on our plan.
I like that. It's almost like you go every year to get a physical for your body, hopefully, and you want to see what your numbers are. You want to see, you know, we have to go for mammograms and all these other things that we're supposed to do over 50,
and
right?
Colonoscopies.
You know. Yeah, those things that we have to do. And so why not? I mean, I'm not sure we've ever done that, Carl, where we've actually really looked at, you know, what's coming in, what's going out.
Oh, I look at that all the time.
Oh, that's the checkbook.
Yeah. See, that's called a checkbook, Kenny.
I know.
And that thing on the left is a ledger. Anyway.
Well, I'm laughing because it's true. But,
No, but you're right. You know, these are things that, you know, and the other
big
thing
picture.
Too, the other thing too is you're going to retire from one job at age 62 or three. That doesn't mean that you need to stop working.
No, many people are having second careers now.
Yeah. I mean, because you live longer, you're healthier now. I mean, I retired twice, and this is my third career going here. And, who knows how long this is going to last. Some people may say way too long.
This seems like the best one.
We're having a good time.
We have a good time. What was that, Bob? Is that depends on where you're sitting? Is that what you said?
No, I was just watching the chat room, and a good question has been asked.
Okay, what is the question? Go ahead, Bob.
About precious metals, is that still a good thing to include?
Okay.
Precious metals can be a part of portfolio. We have a certain percentage allocation that's strategy by Wells Fargo Advisors. So if you would like to call our office, I would like to discuss that with you. Our office number is 243-7561.
Yeah, Susan coming on here, this is kind of our Wells Fargo Advisors, this is kind of a big thing for Wells Fargo to have people come on without scripts in this. And I can understand. That's why we don't get into political questions or anything like this. They don't have opinions on that, or they can't have opinions on that.
A broad audience, and not everyone should have precious metals. And so we have to be careful putting a percentage out there for.
I think that's fantastic.
Yes. Yeah.
So you can discuss personal, like let's talk about you personally and your portfolio and why are you doing all the things above. So, that makes sense. You know, you can't just do a broad statement.
I think the bottom line, what we're looking at right here is that the things that we really have to take away is that you're living longer. You know, and just one of our chat room people said they have people that live to 100 in their family, which means they're going to live longer probably. So that people that are dying at our age, you know, 75 years ago, are now living into their 80s and longer. I feel like I'm unless Linda terminates me, then I'm going to go a long time. So I've got to figure out how long I'm going to work, where I'm going to do these investments, where we're going to have at the end when we stop working so we can still have a lifestyle it's going to change. Everybody's lifestyle changes a little bit, but you want to have the least change.
Right.
And that's where you need to talk to everybody and to get what they want to, where do you want to be in 10 years, right?
You just need to organize. And a lot of times I find that clients or people that I'm talking to don't think about that part of their life, the investment part of their life, as much as they do other things. And once they have a meeting about it, they sort of start to have the lights go on and feel really much better knowing that they're focusing on it. It just clarifies things.
Well, I think it takes away, it takes away the fear of the unknown.
Right.
Is that, okay, I know this is happening, I know this is going to happen. So, Susan, what would you say what's your hardest sell? I mean, when you talk to people, is it when they come up and they go, well, I want to do this and this and this. I mean, you have to also bring them back to reality town.
Well, selling, we were trying to get
I don't mean
away.
The word,
we're
I don't
trying
mean,
to get away from the word selling.
I don't mean the sell, but I mean advice. What's the hardest advice that you have to give people?
Basically, I think the biggest thing you have to get across to people is the relationship you're going to have with them. Because you can talk about your expertise, stocks and bonds and markets and the economy and everything, but really, that could be over their head or just, it's your buzzwords. You really need to develop a relationship to understand what fear is, what the fears are, what the concerns are, what the family dynamics are. And once you start talking about those things, then you can talk about the money. You can't just start talking about the money. You have to understand the person you're with. And it takes time to develop a relationship and trust. And then, so that to me is the hardest thing that, you have to work on the relationship and get the trust. And then your expertise can come right in.
Would you say most people understand the 401s and all these different things that they've gotten into over the years? I mean, truly understand them?
No, they really don't. And the one thing that I do make them feel more confident about is that they just, at least they did it. Because a lot of times the fear of not knowing prevents you from starting. And so I always compliment people who started, even if they didn't know what they were doing, because they signed up, they put their money in, and they got their employer match if it was a part of the plan, and they did something versus nothing. And then when we start to focus it, they start getting more interested. Well, now we're working on a plan. You didn't have anybody help you. You just picked ABC fund, but we're going to make it even more precise according to what's happening out there.
Well, that makes sense because, you know, if I'm out there trying to figure out which, you know, I don't have, frankly, don't have the time. Linda doesn't have the time for us to sit there and look at it. Every morning when you call and the other people from Wells Fargo, including Chris, who then tells me what the Harley Davidson stock's doing
right.
and Smith and Wesson. You know, I love Chris. I hope, you know, he's coming on too. But I mean, I don't have time to follow it. And one of the things we say is you need to have somebody that this is their business. Mm-hmm. And that they're gonna, you know, that you can trust and that you can, talk
experts.
To.
Right.
And you can talk to. And because I frankly, you know, I have people telling me, and this is just other people saying, oh, precious metal, silver is gonna go up to $100 an ounce. Well, they've been saying it for 4 years now. So, I mean, it hasn't happened. Maybe it will someday.
Yeah.
But I'm not the expert on it. And, you know, there's terms that people use, you know, that make no sense to me or I understand halfway enough to get in trouble. So that's why, again, we need to get in there and listen to advisors, to people that are
training. And we're available. Our office is open at 6:30 in the morning. We're there till 4. I'm there past 4 a lot of times, so I make appointments that are convenient for people who are working. And I work on Saturday morning sometimes for appointments only.
Okay, and what's your phone number over there?
243-7561.
243-7561 and Susan Eastman from our Wells Fargo Advisors. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And this is like the first, Susan's the first of 5 shows we're going to have on different aspects of investing and, being able to plan for your future in here. So thanks again.
Now you're going back and doing more number crunching.
Yes. And another radio spot with you at 9:05.
Okay. Oh, fantastic. Woo! It's great. You know
she's
what?
Just going to hang around.
I'll go back. Okay.
You know what? I just, again, Susan, if it gets up at 4:30 in the morning, starts to look at all the things that are going on, is available to start, you know, start working at 6:30, and you're just in your game.
That's right. I have my tool belt on full of ideas.
Yeah. Tool belt full of good ideas.
That's right.
All right.
Full of the tricks.
Susan Eastman, thank you very much, Susan. And, of course, we have our disclaimers here at the end.
Listeners are reminded that the information provided on the show is general in nature and may not apply to their personal investment situation. Individuals should consult their chosen financial professional before making any decisions. Investment products and services are offered through Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, member SIPC. Neither Wells Fargo Advisors nor its financial professionals are legal or tax advisors.
There we go.
Okay, I thought it was going to be a lot longer. That's not so bad.
We have to do that to cover,
yeah,
I guess to cover all
legal aspects, whatever.
Don't try this at home.
Don't try this at home. You know, when we come back after the news, we've got Mark Story with us, and all the things that are happening down at Haven Humane. There are a thousand things happening, more and more animals, more and more being adopted, more and more being rescued. There's just, you know, it's an ongoing, it's like a merry-go-round. It just keeps going, but it just gets better and better also. And we'll be talking about that when we get back after the news. You know what? This portion of the show was brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. What can we say about Redding or Crackmaster Windshield Repair except he makes guarantees that other can't because Jeff Worsen knows what he's doing. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street right here in Redding. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon says governors worry the new Pentagon budget will cut too deeply into the National Guard, for one thing.
We feel like it could weaken our abilities as commanders-in-chiefs of the National Guard to be able to provide the type of force and strength that we need within the National Guard, especially during times of disasters.
Meanwhile, Joint Chief Chairman General Martin Dempsey says the changes are part of a major reshaping of the military.
This budget helps us to remain the world's finest military, modern, capable, and ready, even while transitioning to a smaller, more affordable force over time.
Defense Secretary Hagel proposed some of the cuts yesterday at a Pentagon briefing. The breakdown break from cold weather is over now, with temperatures expected to remain below freezing through Friday at a fresh layer of snow possible in some parts of the country. The National Weather Service says the Upper Midwest and Great Lakes region will be experiencing very cold temperatures over the next few days. Transplant medicine could be on the cusp of a new way to accomplish a critical task, officially getting the organ from the donor and into the recipient. Diane Brockmeyer's chief operating officer of Mid-America Transplant Services and says centralizing organ removal makes a lot of sense.
We believe that because we can optimize the care of the donors, that we've been able to put more organs into our local community for transplant.
U.S. consumer confidence down in February. Analysts say people are concerned about the near-term outlook for business conditions. Home prices fell for the second straight month in December.
The Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller 20 City Home Price Index inched down 0.1%, matching November's decline. December's decrease was attributable to extremely cold weather, tight supply, and higher costs. For all of 2013, prices increased a healthy 13.4%.
That's SRN's Jeremy House. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 14 points, and this is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
From 20th Century Fox comes the greatest story ever told.
What is his name?
Jesus. As you've never seen it before.
You don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
On February 28th, experience the motion picture event of the year.
Arrest this false prophet tonight.
What if he is who they say he is?
Are you the Son of God?
I am. Son of God. February 28th. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Witness the story in large format theater.
Bernard Madoff's longtime secretary says she was in the dark about her boss's epic Ponzi scheme.
Annette Bongiorno made the claim after deciding to testify in her own defense. She and four other employees of the disgraced financier are standing trial in Manhattan federal court. The defendants are accused of assisting Madoff in a fraud that cheated thousands of investors out of almost $20 billion.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason reporting. He says the defendants claim they were duped along with investors as Madoff ran the historic fraud for decades. California State Senator Ron Calderon has pleaded not guilty to federal charges that he accepted $100,000 in bribes in return for pushing legislation. On Monday in Los Angeles, Calderon entered pleas to 24 counts involving various forms of fraud along with conspiracy, money laundering, and aiding the filing of false tax returns. If convicted of all charges, the potential sentence could be nearly 400 years. This is SRN News. An inspirational 1778 letter written by George Washington to the leaders of Philadelphia during the Revolutionary War is up for sale.
Washington wrote the letter in December 1778, shortly after British forces withdrew from Philadelphia. The soon-to-be first president wrote that he hoped that the same national virtues which have hereto frustrated the designs of the enemy will perpetuate to this city a full enjoyment of all the blessings which have been the objects of the present glorious and important contest. Nathan Rabe, a dealer in rare letters and autographs, tells Newswork.org, the letter breathes with optimism that Washington instilled and that made him famous. It's for sale for $120,000. Keith Peters, SRN News.
Researchers at Stanford say it does not appear to represent a major epidemic, but more than a dozen California children have developed an extremely rare polio-like syndrome over the past year. More details at SRNNews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Abad. Good morning. It is 8:06 in the morning. Our phone line is here at 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Join our chat room. And good morning, Angel and Ann and many others.
Good morning.
Good morning. And, of course, Linda's here. Good morning to Linda.
Good morning.
And we'll start out with Steve Medak, our Wells Fargo advisor, with the latest on what's happening on Wall Street. Steve, good morning.
Good Tuesday morning to you, Carl. The major averages are mixed this morning following this morning's economic data. Before the open, a report showed home prices rose 13.4% from a year ago in December, down slightly from the 13.7 pace in November. Dow is currently down 12 points at 16,195. S&P's off 1.3 at 1846. And Nasdaq's slightly down at 42.92. Some of the most active stocks this morning, Rite Aid up 7 cents at $6.60. Microsoft up 3 cents at $37.72. Stocks of local interest, we have Pacific Gas Electric off 2 cents at $44 even, and Coca-Cola up 35 cents at $37.85. For the commodities, we have gold up $3.90 at $13.40. We have silver down 5 cents at $21.91. And we have crude oil off $1.22 at $101.60. That's the market for now. This is Steve Medak with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Steve, thanks a lot. We're sending Susan back right now.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks.
We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on every morning, Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 in the morning. Give them a call at 243-7561. You've just been listening to Susan. And you know what? Go down there. Get to know the advisors because they've got your best interest in their hearts and their minds there. So give them a call, 243-7561. Weather today, it's 47 degrees out there, and it's mostly sunny with a high near 71, light and variable winds, a 30% chance of rain after 4 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 48. Now, Wednesday, rain, mainly after 10 a.m., high near 60, light and variable winds, chance of precipitation is 80%. New precipitation amounts between a quarter and a half an inch possible. Showers, again, Wednesday night. Thursday, showers, again, chances of precipitation is high. Thursday night showers, Friday showers, 80% precipitation then, Friday night showers, Saturday night showers, Sunday chance of showers, and Sunday night another chance of showers, mostly cloudy around the, can we say Monday a chance of showers?
Umbrella.
What it is umbrella weather, and you know what, how can you be not happy with hearing we're finally getting some rain? Hey, our weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. 365-3793, discounts for veterans and seniors at Shasta Gas Propane.
All right, let's take a moment. In memory of Harold Ramis, the director of Caddyshack, National Lampoon's Vacation, and Groundhog Day, co-writer of National Lampoon's Animal House and co-star of Stripes and Ghostbusters, died Monday at 69, 4 years after contracting a terrible condition. It's called vasculitis. Yeah. And vasculitis, just so you know about the disease, develops when the body's immune system turns its network and veins and arteries It turns on its veins and arteries. So it was a very painful last 4 years, and he's only 69. So in memory of a man who was very brilliant, brought us a lot of laughter, brought us wonderful memories that we can go back and hear a song or a moment, or even, you know, I'm sure many of us can remember one-liners out of, you know, Caddyshack. We watch it and we laugh still, you know, the whole thing with the... The groundhog. And anyway, again, so our memory of Harold Ramis, may he rest in peace.
Okay. You know, yeah, a lot of funny memories going back there. Speaking of somebody though that we have here that makes a difference, and Harold Ramis made a difference in entertainment and comedy, but we have somebody that makes a huge difference right here in our community. And a lot of times it's low key, and a lot of people don't realize what a great job Mark Story does, the CEO of Haven Humane. And the amount of people, the numbers of people he helps, thousands of animals that he assists in finding homes for and keeping well and all these. I mean, it's just, the numbers go on and on. And people a lot of times don't realize that. But we, right here at the beginning of the show, we want to thank you.
Well, thank you
for what you do here. Good morning.
Thank you, Mark.
And you've got a lot of things going on, Mark.
We do.
So, start where you want to, and we'll try to hang on.
Okay, well, let's talk about some stuff that happened recently. We had our Junior Haven yard sale. We want to thank everybody for coming out for that. We had a ton of items donated, and the kids made a little over $1,500, and that'll go to help them out throughout the year. Junior Haven does a lot of decorations. They decorated, you guys were there the other day for Valentine's. The Junior Haven decorated all the decorations for that. They also do a fair booth, or in the art thing, they do one of those, and they usually win an award for those. They look great. And they, throughout the year, they get together, they learn about animals, they help out with the animals, and so that was a great event for that. Last Friday we had our donor meeting. You guys were there. We gave you guys our Media Friend of the Year award, and I appreciate that. Well, I appreciate everything you guys do for us.
Well, we were really touched by that. We were, you know, and we talked about it, not especially that, but your volunteers. Every Thursday for 11 years,
yeah.
I think it was, these four ladies come in and they bathe dogs and take care of dogs. So
and that was wonderful, dude. And we saw your feelings too about how, you know, you're there every day, so you know, I can see you got a little teary eyed.
I got a little sappy.
And
yeah.
That's okay, yeah. You know, because you see, it's, you know, how could you not be touched? And, we had a chance to go through the Morgan adoption. We saw the kennels. We saw the, you know, the kitty condo, which was fabulous, by the way. That's the first time I've seen the kitty condo.
Oh, yeah, nice.
And, the kennels were very clean. You know, we did the thing where you pay a dollar and you put a biscuit in some of the dogs, you know, in their kennels. But we saw the volunteers and we saw the ones who got, you know, recognized, for being maybe employee of the year, who was, again, like what Carl was saying, this group of gals come every Thursday for the last 15, 17 years and bathe dogs just because for the love of it.
Yeah. Yeah. They're amazing. And I mean, I'm so blessed. I have such a great staff and a bunch of volunteers. We had our volunteer meeting, on Saturday, and I went and spoke for a few minutes, there, and we had a full room. It was packed and it was really, really cool to see. I mean, it was really inspiring to see that many people show up. And the two ladies that weren't able to make the donor meeting, I gave them their awards there. Embarrassed them a little bit in front of all the volunteers, which was fun. But, yeah, we had a lot of volunteers show up to the volunteer meeting and they're excited. And, you know, they're out there every day. Yesterday I saw, oh gosh, I must have seen five or six volunteers at least walking dogs and helping out kitties and helping out around the place. And, you know, I have a fantastic staff and they work hard from the time they get there till the time they leave. And sometimes they work, you know, overtime and they don't bat an eye about it. Unfortunately, you know, no matter how high my staffing is, we're so busy that we can't do that extra stuff like walk the dogs as much as we'd like to and spend that quality time with them and give them a little TLC so that they can be that much more adoptable. And that's where the volunteers really come in. And it's really important for them to come in and do that. And, you know, I've found that the volunteers really honestly, after they kind of get over that, it's about the 30-day mark. Because the first 30 days, you know, it's like anything else. You kind of get in a routine. Once they get past that, they kind of start realizing, you know, I feel like I'm getting more out of this than the animals are. Because sometimes they are. It's very therapeutic for the for the volunteers. And you saw, I mean, you saw the volunteers, how excited they were when they were there.
And it was wonderful.
It can be, you know, running a shelter, I'm sure, is a very beautiful thing and can be a very ugly thing. Because you see things that we just don't even want to know about, but right. It happens.
Yeah,
we have to have a good story. I want to share a good story from the, do we have to take a break?
Well, yeah. We do. And, after we take the break, we can talk about that. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. 474-5546. Their winemaker's dinner is coming March 7th. I don't even know if they even have spots left, but give them a call at 474-5546. Award-winning wines, from not only Anselmo's, but other vineyards. And the five-star meal that goes with it, they're matching food to wines. And we've been there twice and it's absolutely fabulous. It is a great night. Anselmo Vineyards. We're going to take a quick break. Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, is our guest. We're going to come back and talk about, I know, the good, bad, and the ugly.
And plus, I have a great story to share that I just found out yesterday that involves Haven Humane. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
From Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
This is Maria Orozco. Join me, the Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino for a comic book year to remember 2014. Saturday, March 1st at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets for the evening include dinner, awards presentation, and silent auction. There will be special entertainment brought to you by the Keyhole Mystery Theater. In 2013, 28 grants were given. Join us in recognizing those amazing organizations, with one receiving an additional gift. All proceeds from this event benefit the Redding Rancheria Community Fund. The Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino presents A Comic Book Year to Remember. 2014, Saturday, March 1st, at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. For ticket information, call me, Maria Orozco, at 242-4516. A Year to Remember is made possible through our amazing sponsors.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Like it.
Welcome back. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460.
Makes you happy. There's certain songs that just should be played in the morning, and that's one of them.
That's right. And other things that should be done every morning is you eat healthy and you eat well. And let's talk about Orchard Nutrition. It's North State's nutrition experts with the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Northern California. And that's important because you can go there and find anything at Orchard Nutrition that has to do with health. An in-store deli, 4 nutritionists on the staff to assist you, classes on health, diet, raw and organic foods, just some of the reasons to shop Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call at 244-9141. Orchard Nutrition, your center for a healthy lifestyle. And, of course, Amazing Foods for Life is sold there. That gluten-free mixes that started right here in Redding with Vicky and Haklea, and that is sweeping through California and is now getting ready to go national.
Okay, good story here. Yesterday, such a beautiful day. I took Snooki, or which elk killer, as Carl calls her, up to the doggy park. And, you know, there's just always an array of people with, and I go on the small little side. And there was this woman, and we were sitting on the bench, and we were just starting to talk, and she talked about her dog, which is, had three different mixes in it. I'm not exactly sure. I can't tell you exactly what the mixes are. So she had talked about how she didn't have a dog for about 30 years, and then she had, you know, three cats, and one cat passed away. That was the cat that would have tried to kill anything. And so she decided that she had a certain kind of dog in mind, and she had gone to Haven Humane. Well, I guess she talked about the room where you try to let people visit with the dogs to see if they can, you know, if it's a good match.
If there's a love match going there.
And she kept saying, this is not the one. It's just not the one. And so somebody said, we have this dog that we just love, and it's not exactly what you're looking for. So that particular dog was at PetSmart, because evidently, Mark, I guess you take some of your dogs over to PetSmart for the day.
Yep, we do.
And so she said, well, okay. So she goes over to PetSmart, and she looks at this dog, and she said she fell in love. Fell in love. She said, absolutely. It was a boy. I didn't want, she had different sex, different type of dog. It was just a connection. And it was so cool to hear her story, because she has this dog that is her buddy that she absolutely adores, and just went on about how it was the best thing that's happened to her, and there's just so much fun. And she found out that if she talked to the dog in French, it understood. Because the dog was, they said he can do all these tricks, and she said he wouldn't do these tricks until I said something like, something in French, and the dog then understood, and then she started looking up her French dictionary to say, sit, you know, and the dog would do it. So she said, I don't know who is in Reading that could speak French that let this dog go. But anyway, so these are the kind of stories that we get up at the doggy park.
So did you have to pay more because you have a dog that speaks French?
Maybe he was French-Canadian.
I know, good. Could have been.
It could have been.
Could have been. But anyway, so that was a heartwarming story. And
did you believe that?
Totally.
Okay.
Well, I believe, good. You know, I'm up at the doggy park. This is interesting.
Hey, people up at the doggy park do not lie.
No.
And they don't know anybody.
They don't know their names.
They don't know each other's names, but you know that dog's name.
Totally into their dogs.
And that's why I tell people, too, that, you know, don't get set on a specific breed or anything. Just come in. Mm-hmm. And you know, the dog is going to find you, or the cat.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to find you. And, you know, you mentioned PetSmart. I will put a plug in there. We have a kiosk at PetSmart, which is great, and PetSmart has been a good partner with us. We are there Wednesday through Sunday, from 11 o'clock till 3:30 every Wednesday through Sunday. We've got cats, and we've got usually two or three dogs there, sometimes four, that are available for adoption, all ready to go home right there.
Well, we saw the other day when we were, and you were doing your, recognition for your volunteers, mm-hmm. and for your staff, there was a puppy. And, one of the gals that, I don't know if she's a volunteer or staff, but she was taking a puppy. She goes, well, we're going to go take our trip to PetSmart for the day. And had the puppy, you know, and was, I thought that was great. And I thought, well, that's great for the dogs.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Yeah. They get a lot of extra socialization when they're there, which is great.
So you got any exotics down there? I mean, snakes or birds or
what's
chickens?
That mean?
Chickens?
We have a couple of ducks.
A couple of ducks.
Yep.
There we go.
We still have a couple of horses. We have, I think we might still have one rabbit left, and I think we have, two birds that came in. So yeah, we usually have some,
what kind of birds?
I think they were doves, but I'm not sure. I think we still have them. Somebody surrendered them. I think they're in the, Morgan Adoption Center.
Mm.
So I asked about them yesterday. Yeah.
Doves?
Yeah.
Huh.
Some guy came in and surrendered them, so, I guess I think somebody left him at his house. I overheard the conversation and,
Somebody left these doves in my house.
So he brought these doves in, so.
Are they like white doves or something?
Yeah,
like
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Wow. I was gonna say at some point you would think with birds, but I guess if they're raised in captivity that turning them loose, right. Is just like turning loose a puppy that, or a dog that's been raised in captivity. They don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, and we do some wildlife stuff where, Captain Smith will, rehabilitate and then, release depending on that she's a certified wildlife.
This has got nothing to do with Haven Humane specifically, but out at Shasta College, there were three sightings of a mountain lion at a Shasta College in the parking lot. So it could be the same lion, I guess, or it could be maybe a couple of them. But what happens if somebody does? If somebody that goes to the Fish and Wildlife, right? A fishing game?
It does, yeah. Fish and game should be handling those calls.
Oh, we all know.
Now we can assist with it, but fishing games.
Yeah. We all know the Cougars are going back to school, so.
I'm not touching that. That's all you.
I didn't know what to say. I feel like the headphones coming off the other day when you crossed your legs. So. Okay. Let's get back to being serious here. You've got so many things happening.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, this thing with the cats. Where is this that someone?
Oh, yeah.
You've hidden this.
Yeah. So we talked about kitten season last time because kitten season is going to be in full swing here in the next couple weeks, actually. And so we're going to be full with kittens, and cats, until probably October. So we'd like to encourage people to spay and neuter. A male cat can be neutered for as little as $41. And fewer litters obviously mean fewer homes that we have to find for them. But we have a lot of cats that we've had for a while. So what we're going to do is we're going to run a special. It's going to be run from this week, February 28th, which is Friday, through next Saturday, which is March 8th. Mm-hmm. And we're calling it our certified pre-owned cat sale. And any cats that have been there for 30 days, which we have quite a few, will be $20 to adopt. We have a cute little flyer. You can see that on our Facebook page.
It is Cat Facts.
Yeah, Cat Facts. It's previously owned cats. Let's see some of the
certified
highlights.
Pre-owned
certified
cat.
Right.
Okay, I just need to ask you about cats here for a second. You know, with the people who let their cats run wild at night, mm-hmm. that aren't fixed and decide to do like the furball fights.
Yeah, it's bad.
And in the middle of your garage.
Yeah, it's bad.
Okay, so how do you get the smell of spray out? Because they're spraying, they're fighting, elk killers barking all night. I'm ready to go out there. And how do you tell people, don't let your cats run wild at night? I mean, I know that's natural to predators.
I wish I had an answer for any of those questions, because if I did, then we probably wouldn't have the overpopulation problem that we do now.
Well, you know, and the thing is I guess if we can trap them out there, we can get a live trap and catch them, bring them down to you. But then
our neighbors' cats.
Well, no. The ones that we're talking about are these ones that kind of come through there. I know our neighbor's cat. And, you know, the neighbor's cat is got special dispensation from us. But the other ones, it does. It does. A special dispensation. I wave at it, it goes by. But the other
You're
cat.
You're not going to die today.
Yeah. The other cats, if we catch them, we bring them to you. But then do you have to call the owners and all this? Owners?
If they're chipped, then we always check them for a microchip.
Where do they usually put these chips? Like in their ear?
No, they go right behind the
No,
neck.
Bob, I'm not going to cut their ear off, okay? Bob Belongi looks at me like, you cruel.
Back of the neck between the shoulder blades.
Okay, so... But you have... If everybody would just take care of their cats,
we
wouldn't have this problem, but we do. So... The pre-certified, I love this, Cat Facts, certified pre-owned cats. Inventory, February 28th to March 8th, inventory blowout sale. 0% financing, 0% down payment. All cats that have been at the shelter more than a month have a $20 adoption fee. All makes and models, standard four-paw drive, $1,000 per warranty, and a starter bag of Science Diet Food.
And there's a multi-point inspection.
That's right.
Don't forget that.
Multi-point inspection. Current on vaccinations. Spayed, neutered, FELV/FIV tested. You know, this is really cute.
It is really cute, yeah. Our adoption manager did that. And she put it across my desk for approval, and I couldn't stop laughing for a few minutes. And
I know, because a little kitty's behind an old convertible Mercedes. It looks like that's cool.
So if you're looking for a cat, now's the time to do it, starting on the 28th.
Okay, starting on the 28th, that'd be this Friday.
Yep, this Friday.
And so you can get a cat for $20, which is like $100 off, isn't it? Something like that.
Cats are $85 normally, okay. But if you look at what you get with it, it would be
$100.
It's almost $200 worth of stuff.
That's cool. Well, that's cool. Yeah. Hey, Mark Story is our guest today, CEO of Haven Humane. I think that first Tuesdays, people have those. We were talking about that earlier this month. You've got one probably next month that's getting ready to start. Second Tuesday.
Yep. It's at Market Street Steakhouse.
All right.
That's going to be March 11th.
Okay. And we'll be talking about that one too. But we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Mark Story again, CEO of Haven Humane, is our guest. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors, and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Aaron loved hurtling down hills on two wheels, but with intense pain in his legs, his mountain bike was gathering more dust than mud. At Indy Imaging, he learned his pain was from varicose veins and that his doctor was a mountain biker too. After a minimally invasive procedure, he was pain-free and back on the mountain 2 weeks later with his new bike buddies from the Vascular and Interventional Center. Indy Imaging's varicose vein treatments are performed in our comprehensive vein center because personal, high-quality treatment is in our veins.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. You do know this song, don't you?
Stray Cat Strut.
Oh, the Stray Cat Strut.
I got you, Bob.
8:33 in the morning, 50 degrees out there. Looks like we're going to have a day until a pretty good day, but with a 30% chance of rain today after this evening. And, of course, the rest of the week is rain. And we hope it hits up at the ski resorts because those guys are in trouble out there. But we want to fill up the lake or at least get a few more feet in the lake. And we want to do something about the ski, for the skiers up there at, of course, at Mount Shasta. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Tell you what, get a great haircut. It's a really good price. Discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans, man's last stronghold. You gotta just love the place there with DC Tim and Logan, the man in black. Go on down, get your haircut, because people there, a lot of people come in, just sit down and enjoy the conversation, listen to what's going on with Tim when he takes on, the best time is when somebody calls one of those, phone sales. And Tim gets on the phone. He kept one guy on there for 38 minutes, talked to him, his boss, about these great deals, and then he said, no thank you. Anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Mark Story is our guest today, CEO of Haven Humane. We were just talking about that keeping, you've got it's a multi-level groups of people that you have working for you. Yeah. That, and I shouldn't even say some of them, I mean, a volunteer doesn't work for you. A volunteer comes in because they want to, and it's not like they're getting a paycheck. And just how difficult, you know, that could be. I'm not saying that volunteers aren't good people. They are. We can't do it without volunteers. But I'm just saying is that it's tough because you can plan on some of them, like the four ladies. They'll, you know, they're always there. But others, because their lives will intrude because they've got other things going on. I mean, but so it can't be easy.
It's not easy. And Wendell, our volunteer coordinator, does a great job of keeping them motivated and helping them out. And we've got a lot of good lead volunteers that help them out. And like I said, after they kind of get over that hurdle of probably the first 30 days, they really get into it and they really realize that they're getting a lot of it. They might not be paid in cash, but they're definitely getting rewarded for being there. And so they really do enjoy it. And speaking of which, there is a volunteer orientation Saturday, March 1st. That's this Saturday.
That's right.
And that's at 10 o'clock. That is at Haven. And then also on March 28th, which is a Friday, at 5:15 p.m. So if you're interested in that, just come by, listen to what Wendell has to say. He goes over it and lets you know kind of what it entails and what you can do, because we don't make people do anything that they don't want to do. And come on out and have some fun with some of the animals.
Turtle Bay.
Yeah, Turtle Bay is running their Good Dog, Art of Man's Best Friend. If you haven't been there, it's a really cool exhibit. We're really happy to be part of that. We went out a couple Saturdays ago. What was that? February 15th, I think, was the date. And we parked our truck out there by their little eatery there right before the start of the bridge.
Oh, yeah.
And it was great. We had people stopping by with their dogs. We got to meet a lot of great people, a lot of great animals. And we adopted a dog out of there, which was actually one of my favorite dogs. So I was really excited to see that dog get home. And it was great. So we've got two more outreaches there. We've got one on March 22nd, which is a Saturday, and then we've got another one on April 12th, and they're going to do quite a bit of other stuff that day. So we're really excited about both of those, and we're there from 11 till 3 on those days.
Well, we're going to go over and see it because, you know, it sounds, everybody we've talked to says it's, you know, it's a great exhibit down there. Well, you got a lot of things for me going on. You have our let's go, you know, from closer to further out. You've got a little Shih Tzu.
Yeah, Shih Tzu, named Elliot, who is a 4-year-old Shih Tzu. He needs an operation on his hip joint. So we're trying to raise some money for that. We're about $300 away from that. If you're interested in donating, you can go to our website at havenhumane.net. And you can click on donate or go to our wish list, and you can donate through our wish list, under Elliot's name.
You know, the other thing too, can we still buy, the adopt a kennel or whatever you call it.
Yep.
Do I have that down? Oh,
kennel sponsorship.
Here it is. We have one.
You do.
And we're very happy with that. And, because you go down there and it's that kennel. We have just sponsored that kennel there. And I looked at the dog, and I like the dog. Okay. But you know, I was shopping around for other dogs. Maybe we can move them around a little bit. You know, like this is kind of like what I want here in my kennel. You know, I want. Never mind.
You want the cute cuddly
I want clones of Elk Killer.
Right.
You know, these big dogs, no. Okay, but so you can do a kennel sponsorship. Cat kennel plaques are $150.
That's correct.
And the dog kennel plaques are $250. Now, what, you know, when you give that money, when you donate that,
mm-hmm.
which is a write-off.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Where's that money go to?
That money goes to help all of the animals. It goes towards us being able to support the community in all kinds of activities, be it spay and neuter education, helping the stray animals just come in, helping animals like Elliot when we can.
Sure.
You know, we're looking for this money for Elliot, but we're not going to hold off the surgery. We're going to get it done. We're hoping that, you know, we can get some more donations to cover the cost of that. You know, today we're having a disaster meeting with the county. We're going to talk about, you know, how are we going to respond and try and get it as efficient as we can. You know, with the Clover Fire, I thought we worked really, really well together with the county, and as did they. And this is a chance today for us to get together and just talk about, okay, what can we do a little bit better? How can we be more efficient?
How can we communicate more better, get moving out there, right?
And that's where the donations go to, too. So whenever we have something like that, you know, we don't stop and ask for help on that. We just go. You know, we go out there and we help out and...
Yeah, this isn't pay me before I play.
Right, exactly.
Right? This is pay me after we've done or donate after we've done it.
Right.
Let's go to the phones. Randy, good morning.
Good morning, Colonel. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, sir?
Good. Good to hear your voice again.
Yeah, it's good hearing from you. I kind of, you know, I follow your beautiful wife there, and I see where things are going on with the, with what she's doing with veterans and all that. And I know that you play a huge part in it too, Randy, and we appreciate that.
We're having fun now. This is busy, busy, busy. In fact, she's got a meeting this morning with the VA Resource Center, so she's going down to talk to them. They asked her to stop by. Anyway, I have a question about feral cats for your guest. I have a neighbor down the street that likes to feed them and keep them in the area. So we got cats screaming all night and a mess of them running around now. He's been doing this for quite some time. I'd like to know what we can do about it. How do you get them rounded up and taken care of?
Well, yeah, there's, unfortunately that's a problem in a lot of areas. The best thing you can do is you can trap them. You have to call Haven and make sure that we have space before you bring them in, and there's some rules on the trapping. You can rent a trap, you can rent one from us, and trap them. You can bring them in one at a time, and it's $5 to surrender the cat. That's one of the things. If you can try and convince them to stop feeding them and that they'll go find another place for food, that's always an option as well. As long as he's feeding them, they're going to continue to keep coming. That's kind of one of the problems with feral cats.
Can't you complain, like, maybe to the county code enforcement or something like that that says, hey, this guy's feeding these wild cats here or causing a nuisance in the neighborhood? I mean, I'm just wondering.
You can try, but it's
yeah, the chance that something happens.
Well, they're not regulated, so there's no amount of cats in the county. Now, in the city limits, there is a total amount of animals you can have.
That's what makes it tough. Our backyard is smelling like a litter box in the summer, and so I was going to try and nip it in the bud.
I got an odd question for you here, Randy. But the cats that you're seeing, are any of their ears tipped? Are any of them where it looks like they've cut a tip off the ear?
No.
Okay. A lot of times when you see feral cats, their ears will be tipped. When their ears are tipped, that indicates that they've been spayed and neutered. They've been altered already. They've also been tested, and they've been ready to be shot if they came through our clinic. So that's always an option, too. It's the option we like is you trap them. We alter them. It's $35. Get them altered, tested, and rabies shot. And then you release them in the same area. Yes, you're still going to have the cats, but they're going to stop reproducing.
When you say tip, the ears tip, you mean like the tip of it cut off?
Yeah, they just cut just the tip. Yeah, they just square off one ear.
Okay.
So that indicates that it's an altered cat.
The prices you're talking about, it's going to cost, I don't know if the neighbors will all go together on it or not. I doubt it. They're not too friendly over there. But there's a bunch of them.
Well, but if you could trap them out, and you trap 8 or 9 of them, and I know this is easy to say here, since I came and trapped 2, that, you know, and take them down, so when you pay $5, and then you can kind of walk away from it, right? I mean, essentially, you give them, here's a feral cat, he's been messing in my neighborhood, I've caught him, here's $5, and then drop it in Mark's lap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Well, okay.
All right.
Gives me some good ideas. Linda, hope you and the rest of your cougar friends are having a good day.
Trust me, she is. She just walked out just a second ago.
Oh,
she waved at you. But I'm going to pass.
The speakers are going out on the floor, so hopefully she heard.
Yeah, I'm going to. I'll make sure she hears that, she and her cougar friends. There are a number of them around here, yes. Okay.
We will, Carl. We will have huge announcement coming up the first week of March, and we'd like to get with you and
absolutely. Oh yeah, absolutely.
Let you know what's going on. It's big. So
okay, we'll have you on the show and everything. Okay,
super. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Randy.
Talk to you later. Bye.
You bet. Stranger in My Bed, his wife wrote about post-traumatic stress, and it is just a fantastic, fantastic book. I have had the honor of actually being able to write a little bit about the on the dust cover about the book. Let's take a quick break. We come back because there's a lot of other things we want to get to here for Haven Humane. Ann?
I got one thing real quick on that. I have a meeting Thursday Pets for Vets meeting with Brad Long talking about doing the Pets for Vets thing.
Okay, good.
Trying to help out with the post-traumatic stress and that kind of stuff. So
this is a huge program.
Absolutely.
And it's a program that works. And as soon as we get back, I want to talk a little bit about that program. Okay,
sure.
We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
Ted Leidy here with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Are you tired of renewing your CCW in a boring classroom with the same old worn-out curriculum? Make the change this year to NFI's Range Renewal Program. Renew your CCW permit on a live range with NRA-certified instructors. You need 100 cartridges and the desire to become a better marksman. Find out more by calling NFI at 999-1822 or register on the web at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Join me, Dan Fagan, for your afternoon drive home.
I've been listening since you started. I like listening to you, and I just wanted to know that. And there are a lot of us listening. I think it's a very good thing that you're positive. I want to hear positive in the world today because you hear too much negative.
Why automatically assume the worst will happen? What does it cost you to believe the best? There's no cost there.
Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. on KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24-7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It is 8:48 in the morning. 50 degrees out there. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Estate jewelry, loose stones, the only watch repair guy in all of Reading is all there at Four Winds Jewelry. Leonard is going to make you a great deal on any type of jewelry that you're interested in. Honest, fair prices. I can't say much more. I know Linda loves it.
Great wedding sets. Actually, they made ours. And, so we just can't say enough about, trusting, Four Winds Jewelry. Go check out Leonard and say hello and just see what's going on there. Gold and silver experts too on Hilltop Drive.
Okay. Right as we're coming back, Dan Fagan was on. Dan Fagan's show goes from 3 to 6 p.m. And it's absolutely true. Dan takes a positive outlook on things. It doesn't mean he's not conservative and points out, all types of different things during his show. and all different aspects. But he, you know, it's not a, you know, a burn and destroy type of show there. And it's, the only drive time show you're going to have where you can call in and talk about what's going on in the world. You know, it's national news, local views here. Mark Story has joined us from, of course, is with us from a CEO of Haven Humane. A lot of things going on, but let's go back to Pets for Vets.
Okay.
That we just talked about.
Yeah, so we've got a meeting with them, with some of the local, Veterans Affairs folks, Brad Long, who was on your show.
Yeah, Brad. Good people.
And I called Brad when I heard the show and I contacted him because I knew that one of our behavior specialists was working on this and I thought that they were working together, but they weren't. So, put them together and, now we're going to have a meeting, Thursday to discuss, you know, how we're going to move from here. They're looking to make a chapter up here, which I think Brad talked about.
Yeah.
Which is great. I think it might be a satellite chapter from Sacramento, which is kind of what we're looking at. So we have some people coming in from Sacramento to do this and, yeah, we're all really excited about it. And, you know, from Haven's standpoint, we want to see what we can do to help. You know, hopefully we can provide the dogs and our behavior, specialist is actually, one of the trainers, and so he's going to be able to help with the training of the animals and
now these
get
are,
started on it.
Now, these animals are, when you've given to vets with maybe some post-traumatic stress problems or other problems, you know, that they're facing, and the dogs come in and play a huge part in them getting better.
They do, yeah.
And it's been proven to do that. So this is another program that local organizations are doing to help, along with all the other, so many other things that are happening right up here in the North State. Something's happening soon. Well, let's talk about first Tuesday.
Second Tuesday.
I'm sorry, second Tuesday. I keep saying first Tuesday, but no. It's second Tuesday.
Second
I'm
Tuesday.
Sorry. You know.
Second Tuesday in March is going to be at Market Street Steakhouse. We're really looking forward to that. That's March 11th. Yes, great food there.
Yeah, it is. You run down there and you get a great dinner. And
they'll donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane for that night.
Now, what night is that?
Tuesday, March 11th.
March 11th.
Okay.
It's a week from this coming Tuesday.
Good,
well, it's 2 weeks. It's two weeks from today.
This is a perfect, okay. Let me just throw that out there. You know, when you have friends, let's get together. This is a great night to steakhouse, have a great dinner. It's in town and, proceeds go to Haven Humane and doing for a wonderful cause.
And we have quite a few tables that do that. And they get together and they meet, every second Tuesday and there's some big groups that do it. It's great.
Something's
make your reservations now.
Something's happening in June.
Yeah, we've got a couple somethings happening
in
June. We're pretty excited about
it. Okay, let's talk about Dogathon first and then
new one. Yeah, so right. Dogathon's going to be June 7th. We're doing it a lot differently this year because it was really, really hot last year. It was like 112 on that one day. So Dogathon portion, we're going to have our West Munster dog show, which is fun, some really fun events for that you can sign your dog up for. We're going to have splash dogs. We're going to have...
And so if it's 112, I'm going to be a splash dog.
I went in the pool last year.
I'll go running and dive in there.
There's
yeah.
pictures that the staff loves to show of it. But
did you catch the frisbee in your teeth?
I jumped farther than any of my staff did, and that's really all I cared about. Yeah. But we also changed it this year where we're having other nonprofits come out, and they're going to put up booths for the kids, carnival booths, so the kids can come out, and so it's going to be a fundraiser for them as well.
I'm sorry, I'm still here laughing because I'm seeing you run to the end of it and leap.
Okay.
Well,
I
try not to fall off the end.
Yeah,
but you had to propel
exactly
yourself, right?
Yeah, I propelled myself, but there wasn't much grace involved in it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And then we're going to have a lot of vendors and stuff, and then the other thing that we added is we're going to have a barbecue and a boot scootin' doggy concert. It's going to start basically at 6 with a yappy hour is what we're calling it, and then the concert's from 7 to 10, and we're really pleased to have Chad Bushnell come with his band. And
great.
He's going to sing for us, so those tickets are going
to
be...
Just go in, have a dinner, and then hang around and go to, you know, do some country western dancing.
Yeah,
just get out there and do some two-stepping and some, are you going to be line dancing?
I would imagine there might be some line dancing. I don't know that I'll do it.
I don't line dance.
Yeah, I'm not a big line dancer.
Because it looks funny when everybody's going in one direction and you bump into them because you're going the opposite direction with your hands on your hips and you don't know what you're doing.
I don't know that I'm coordinated enough
That's
for
right.
that.
Okay. Different team completely than last and we're going to have...
We're
having a blast. Of course, we are broadcasting every game right here in KCNR. 45 nights with the Colt 45s. That's right, 45 home games. that they're going to be doing here, right here in Reading. And he's reaching out to you know, to people like in places like Haven Humane, but it's also veterans organizations and others. And, you know, in a way to, you not only can you go out and have just a great, great baseball game, they're changing the seating out and everything, and you get your hot dog and a drink and all these, but you also, 50% goes back to some really great organizations.
Yeah, and you can check the Colt 45's website. It's really well done. Who's playing? But we're really, really excited about it. As a baseball fan, I'm really excited. And, you know, we don't have a whole lot of local sports teams that we can root for. But, you know, we are very fortunate to have the Colt 45's here. And as a baseball fan, I love it. And the things are changing. It's just really,
and you're
really
here
cool.
And you're here for 2 months. And this is a college league. And you get some of the best players in the college, in the country.
Well, let's have a night out there.
We're going to go out there with you guys.
Yeah, we'll have
fun. And then, of course, Nate's going to do every game. Nate Abarrea will be broadcasting every game.
So fun to listen to. It's infectious. Again, the cat history, the cat history report, February 28th. This is it's a darling flyer, by the way, inventory blowout. So, Haven Humane, they're doing, all their cats. It's $20 adoption fee. And, they're also, I like how the inspection is, current on vaccinations, they're sprayed and neutered, and they are FELV-VIV tested. FIV, what's that?
There are a couple of diseases that
cats
can get.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So they're all tested for that, so you know that you're getting a good model going out the door.
Right. You did, and you got a guarantee on them, right? And you'll know the salesman too. You've got a shout out.
I want to give a shout out to Reading School of the Arts. Miss Elizabeth Brown, one of the art teachers there, contacted us. I contacted them and said, hey, you know, we've got meet and greet rooms, and you guys have seen them. And they're just white. And I said, I would really like to get something painted in here. And so she was just, she said, okay, well, I want to have the kids do this. I said, that'd be fantastic. So they've painted both of the rooms. They're still in the process of being painted, but they're getting close to done. The kids drew the pictures. And it's basically like a dog park inside, and you see the pictures of people walking their dogs, and it's really, really neat. And, if you come into the Morgan Adoption Center, and I encourage everybody to come in, even if it's just to look around and see what we got going on down there, make sure you stop in and look at the meeting rooms, because Reading School of the Arts just done a phenomenal job on it, and I'm really excited. I mean, they're bright and vibrant now, and it's really cool to look at. So they did a fantastic job, and they're probably going to finish up this week or next week with
that's
them.
Heartwarming.
Oh, for it.
The you know what, you've got so many things going, and it's just, I mean, it's the end of February, you know, so March, April, May, June, I mean, it just continues to grow, and you all continue to provide just outstanding service out there. I don't know if you have the numbers right at your fingertips here, but the number of animals you all helped last year.
Oh, well, we had 7,500 animals come in last year.
Yeah.
And we were able to place a good majority of those animals, mm-hmm. Through returning them to their owner, sending them to rescue. We sent almost 800 animals to rescue organizations. We adopted out, I believe it was about 1,700 animals we adopted out. So, we were able to place a lot of those. And, you know, that's from a community effort too. It's us. It's you guys. You know, as our media partners, it's, you know, the community that helps out, it's our volunteers. So it's a big team that does this. We can't do it by ourselves. So.
No, everything that you all do down there is just outstanding. Now, one last thing here. We only got like a minute left. You're going to meet with the disaster preparedness team, I think, to talk about the fire season animal evacuation plan. We need to talk about, you know, I know that you say if you've got a large animal, if you've got a horse, you need to have a trailer. You can get that horse out of there, and the horse has got to be able to be loaded. And that's a huge thing.
Yeah, the two most important things when we're going into this fire season, and it could be a bad one, is defensible space. Obviously, you know, we hit it. And then if your horse has never been loaded in a trailer, when you got to load it up to evacuate, that's not the time to do it because we may not be able to do it. So try and get them loaded. And if you can have a plan to get a trailer there, even if it's not your own, that's good.
We had friends that they were gone, and they called, and their friend Emmett took the trailer, zipped out there, and made the turn, and got the horse loaded, and got out of there, and got him to a place like that. So
cool,
yeah. But you all are out there too. Anyway, thanks, Mark, for being here.
Thank you.
And
always
remember, everybody, second
do.
Tuesday, Market Street Steakhouse. Just go down there, have a great dinner,
March
and
11.
And a lot of the money goes to our friends at Haven Humane. Gosh. Day's already gone.
Here we go.
Day's already gone.
It's a roll.
It's a wrap. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. This week, we just got a number of, Ted Lighty's coming in talking about, of our, about new gun laws and everything this Thursday. We got a lot of things going on. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. The European Union's top foreign policy official is urging Ukraine's new government to work out a reform program so that the West can consider financial aid for the country's battered economy. That new government will first have to take shape. The parliament today delayed its formation, but says it should be in place by Thursday. Meanwhile, there are fears of retaliation against officials who served under President Viktor Yanukovych. The man who was his chief of staff until Sunday was shot in wounded yesterday. Also at SRNnews.com, Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel says the military must change with the times.
We are repositioning to focus on the strategic challenges and opportunities that will define our future. New technologies, new centers of power, and a world that is growing more volatile, more unpredictable, and in some instances, more threatening to the United States.
Hagel's plan includes shrinking the active duty army to become